Hello. Welcome to Fly.
We're back.
It's been a couple weeks again.
No.
We haven't been very consistent with this. I feel like
Did
I have...
Did we not do it last week?
I don't know. Anyways.
Whatever.
Our topic...
We're trying.
We're trying, but you know what? It's very good for... It's been really good for us so far, this whole situation with the podcast. I've been really enjoying it doing it with
you. I think
you.
We need to make it more weekly consistent because,
we need
honestly,
to make
it
part of a routine.
With our mental...
Hasn't helped that my work stopped now, too, and it's kind of messed up with my routine that I didn't have before. Anyways.
I hope everyone's doing good.
Yeah, the week's been kind of interesting, so I'm excited for the podcast. We're calling it...
Facing Your Fears.
We're going to face our fears, and what that's been like for us for the last couple weeks. You can tell us some... I'm going to talk a little bit about your trainer that you hired.
Okay.
And talking about, because I've noticed, you know, fear is, oh, God, fear is the worst. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to start with that?
Fear is, it sucks. It's, it's like anxiety driven, and it's like always like, the thought of fear is so like, negative.
Everything about it.
And I think that every time you're fearing of something, it always... You're always have doubt for everything that's making you...
Do you know what my tattoo says on my foot?
Yes.
What?
On the other side of fear lies freedom.
You might think about that once in a while.
I know, but I'm just saying when it comes to fear, like, it's all, like, doubting and, like, anxiety and
I know.
Negative.
So it's exhausting, and so that's why you have to get through it. So today we're going to talk about... fighting your fear. Yeah, like how, tell me, that's what you experience when you're scared of what is it that you're scared of exactly?
Well, in what situation?
In any situation, like, well, what you're talking about.
Well, the only thing that's making me fearful right now is my training and my whole body recomposition reverse diet thing that is happening right now.
Okay, so why don't we talk a little bit about that?
So,
what are you doing exactly before we start talking
exactly.
about why you're scared of it? What are you doing? What are you doing with yourself?
So I hired a coach, a nutrition coach, and a like fitness coach. She's going to help me a lot with my, as you know, I've gone through an eating disorder, and she also went through an eating disorder, but she's like a personal trainer. She's amazing. Like, I'm already feeling much better, but we are going to be reverse dieting and upping up my calories to help my metabolism get back into check and help my hormones get back into check. You may not know, or I may mentioned it, like, I lost my period like 2 years ago, and it's all from stress and under eating and just like honestly damaging my body. So I'm in a place where I'm going to get healthy, and not that I'm not healthy now, just like I need that extra help by a professional and
to get to the next step.
Yeah, and my goal, like, it's all about a goal. Like, I want to gain muscle and just revamp my metabolism and like really feel good internally and externally. And
so what
so
about
my fear
this? Yeah, like, everything you just said was so powerful, like, all of it.
Fear, my fear is, I have a really bad problem with trust, and it's been like that my whole life, and I need to put... trusting her and trusting the process of what's gonna...
Are you worried that you're gonna just wake up and be, like, 200 pounds?
No, that's not it. Like, my fear is just, like... I want to be able to it's not even just trusting her, it's just trusting myself and trusting like the whole process of what's gonna happen. Like, I don't know, it's just
it's
scary.
Even know what you're scared of.
I know it's
okay,
not.
So this is the thing where you this is the thing. Okay, I know you're young, you're 17, 18 now, shitballs, like, keep saying 17. And there's still so much life ahead of you. And I think that it's so powerful when you know how to manifest in that fear. figure out the root of why you're scared, because what you think that I wasn't scared to get out of the restaurant business when I had two small kids and not one freaking iota of education. Yeah. Like, that wasn't scary. Fucking packed my shit, came out to Langley, and I had, like, nothing. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I had two kids. That's scary.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, like, if you manifest your energy into something that hasn't happened, or the what if, and the what if, and the what if. In Greek, there's always, like, we say, ¿qué tora? And it's, like, more like, what now?
Yeah.
Where you've already done the damage, now what do we do?
Yeah.
So living in that constant what if, it that's exhausting.
What?
In itself. Hold on. And it's not something you can help. That comes from your anxiety. And it's very normal. You know what? Listen, I've been through so much shit. You think it's not scary? It's scary. I raised two kids by myself. I used to sleep with a baseball bat. Scary. Life is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole situation is a whole new world for you, because you're empowering yourself. You're making changes. You hired her. You're doing what she's telling you. And every single day, you're doing one more thing than you did the day before to empower yourself. So you're already fighting your own fear. But the process isn't fun.
So, and it's only been a week, which is...
Right. Like, so is, I think, which mind-blowing, because I think so many people manifest in this fear and something they're scared of, whether it's, oh my God, like, you know, like, I often wonder, like, people that are together for, like, 30 years, right? And they're just kind of just so used to the same old everyday routine. How many people live in fear of what's going to happen if... They don't just do. And I'm, you know, hey, I'm a little spontaneous. Sometimes I overdid it too, when it's just kind of like, yeah, let's do, you know what I mean? What?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Shut up. Change the subject. I'm trying, you know what? I'm over talking. I'm blabbing.
No, I just don't get what you mean by
I think what happens is people manifest in their fear. So what happens? In general,
yeah, instead of manifesting in, like, something positive, you're manifesting in,
yes,
something,
and you're
scary.
Scared. So instead of something has to happen in your mind in order for you to start thinking differently. And I think the only way that happens is if you actually start making the change.
Mm-hmm.
So it, as you're making these small changes, this whole eating disorder from the very beginning has been so minimal. You were raising your, at the beginning, you were raising 20 calories every 3 weeks. That was scary for you. So I feel like this whole battle of the fear that you go through is only making you stronger. And when you come through this, it's already happening.
I've passed
like, don't you feel awesome? Like,
no,
it's already
happening. I do. And I feel like it's not, for luckily for me and compared to other people, I've recovered ish like, I'm pretty...
Well, you're still in the recovery phase,
they call
it. Yeah,
but I've pushed past the eating disorder part a long time ago.
Yeah.
Thank God. Like, I never want to go back there. Like, a lot of people with eating disorders...
They go back.
They go back and they relapse, or they start eating very minimal again, or, like, get in those habits.
I find that it's very interesting. It's a vicious cycle, right? Like, just like anything else, you get into a constant... Like you were saying, sorry, I interrupted you again. I'm an asshole.
No. I've never lowered my calories any day. Any day. As far as me upping my calories, yes, I did it. But I never, there's not one day where I did not eat enough. And my fear was always not eating enough rather than eating too much.
I know.
Sense.
Well,
and
it doesn't make sense to me, but it does make sense to me
because
now I understand.
No, because
you.
Mentally, I can't. Well, I do track my food, and I have to track my food because I unintentionally undereat.
Right.
Like, when I put my hand over the scale and I try to eyeball it and to make sure I'm eating enough,
right,
it was way too low.
Right.
And mentally, it tracking has helped me so much with eating food, eating more food, eating different foods. Yeah, because
you have control of what you're eating.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like, it's
more of a reason for you not to be fearful.
It's helping me know that I'm eating enough.
Right.
That's because my fear, every time I went to the doctor, every time I went to counseling was losing weight or was not eating enough or whatever. My fear was always that. And I never had the fear of eating too much or eating.
And they will always tell you at the very end, any professional doctor or nutritionalist or anyone, dietitian, this is just you and I talking, but anyone will always tell you if you really want to let go, you don't use a scale at all. You just eat whenever you're hungry.
No, I know.
Naturally. But I personally think that the tracking, because it's not only helped you, but it's helping me understand too, because I'm going the opposite way in the sense that I'm trying to watch what I eat right now too. And I'm not fearful. You know what? It's just the minute I, for whatever fucked up reason, maybe because I'm a mother, I don't know. And I know we kind of dosed into this a little bit last time. We'll talk about this for a couple minutes and we'll change it back to the fear-based. But we're talking about, God, I lost my train of thought now.
Food?
No, I lost it. Duamoto. Anyways, regardless, you know what? All I'm saying at the end of the day is when you are fearful, back to fear.
What?
When you're fearful, fighting the fear.
Why are you? You're so like la-di-da right now.
I know.
It's not
because
good.
I'm feeling anxious right now because now I feel like people are listening to me and I don't like.
No,
that.
No one's. No, don't feel anxious.
It's not like. I feel like I have an audience and this is a lot of personal stuff. I know. It's a lot of personal stuff. This is in-depth reality for us, right? So it sucks seeing where you were and seeing what you're becoming is like such a shining light. And to know that you still have to battle that it's hard for me as a mom just. Because I don't know how to help you, like, other than being supportive and stuff. I just want to be like, don't be scared of nothing. Woo, woman power.
I'm not, Mom, my fear isn't as bad as it was a long time ago. My fear is just it's not even about the food. It's about me putting my trust into somebody. And I lost trust, you know, with a bunch of people in my life. Specific people. And that's just a problem for me. I have a very hard time trusting people. That's my fear, my number one fear. My food is like, yeah, okay, it's scary, but it's more my trust.
Oh my God. So how do you learn to do that? You know what?
This
you
is why I don't have a boyfriend.
You need to start trusting yourself and your own intuitive side is what you need to start doing. Because if you don't trust others, what's that saying about your own self?
It's not like I don't trust people. It's just I have a very hard
time. You're scared that you're going to get hurt is what's happening. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
That makes me sick.
I don't know.
You know what I think you need to remind yourself is that you have a lot more strength than you ever have before. And I think you have a lot more control in what you allow and how you allow people to treat you. And I think what you need to understand is that you need to learn to trust yourself to open your heart to people in small doses and understand that a lot of you have enough intuition and enough boundaries to protect your emotions in order to be like, oh, this person's not good for me and walk away.
Yeah.
So I think what you need to start doing is definitely start putting your trust into more people, because so then you can start growing your social network, whether it's in reality or freaking internet or however you guys do it today's world. You need to grow trust, because I know if you surround yourself around the right people, nobody's gonna fucking hurt you.
Yeah. And it's not. It makes me so mad. It's not even like I want to. It's more like past friendships and past parent, whatever. Like, those are the things that kind of fucked up my trust, and it's always been.
It's very interesting that, yeah, like how that's related. Like the fear that you're actually fighting.
It's no one's fault. It's of course just, not. I just get. scared of putting...
No, it actually is a lot because you are emotionally... You were always emotionally sensitive.
Yeah.
From when you were a very little baby, we would hurt you and not recognize it because, you know, on my world, little La La Land over here, there's no such thing. You know, like in our culture, it was just like kids would... My parents were always very lovely to me, but not. So I think that there's a little bit of that. And I took a lot out in you, too. That came from the very beginning, from my marriage. Sorry. I'm sorry you have to go through that.
It's fine. It's getting better.
I'm sorry you have to go through that. It's just, you know what? Honestly, at the end of the day, I think that that is right there. You just found the root to one of your fears. Is that essentially when this whole training process that you're doing with this girl that's super amazing and super powerful, you're scared of being hurt by her. You can't trust her.
No, it's not.
You can trust her or anyone.
No, it's not being scared of getting hurt. It's just I'm scared of failing.
Oh.
Or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's not even about the person. It's not even about the training. It's just being sharing my personal life and everything. Like,
and then failing who?
Just no. Just failing in general. I don't know what it's fucked up.
You know you know there's no such thing as failure.
I know.
There's no such thing as failure. There's no such thing as regret. There's only learning.
And growing.
And growing and healing. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta think to yourself, like, holy shit, I'm 18 years old. You don't do drugs. You don't go and party every night. You're chill. You're trying to get healthy.
Yeah.
You just keep going. You're on the right track. I think that a lot of, on the other side of fear lies freedom. That stands for so much in so many ways. I feel like even in today's world, there's a lot of fear-based, a lot of fear going on. People are scared to look at each other now, you know what I mean? To talk to one another. But you know what? I think that in general, I'm not surrounded by people like that. So I don't see any of that. I'm surrounded by wonderful people. I shut off my social network to anyone. I don't really affiliate with, I don't know. I'm just surround yourself by people who are good for you.
I know. But you've also grown up with, like, amazing friendships and whatever. But I'm
so lucky.
It's not like my friends aren't amazing or nothing, anything like that. Like, it's more so, I don't think I'm on the same page as
anyone. You know what? There was times in my life where I didn't talk to my friends for fucking 10 years.
That was not your choice, though.
I know, but your friends, your true friends, are never going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Even with Lisa, like, Lisa and I were pretty close. Lisa and I have always, always been very, very close. But, I mean, I think that there was a time in my marriage where I was, you know, told to or shunned away from, you know, hanging out with anybody who would tell me what's good for me. So, I mean, there was a lot of people that I didn't talk to for years. I only saw my family at family events. Well, it's like that.
Well,
now we're not even seeing them at all.
That's not.
You know, but.
You know that they put a fine out now?
For?
Seeing anybody?
Ugh.
$2,000.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, but I think there's a difference between, like for this whole training process and this whole, like, self-growth and all that stuff, it's, I'm being selfish, but I'm not being selfish in a...
It shouldn't feel guilty about being selfish.
No, it's not that. It's just, like, I used to feel very selfish, especially when I first started recovery, when I was...
Oh my God, you poor thing. There was so much guilt associated with that.
Yeah.
That's where your confidence is growing, when you're telling yourself you are worthy of better. You are worthy of more. You're not, you don't, fear is something that you're projecting onto yourself. Just like happiness, just like anything. This is why I'm very confused why, like, I feel like, you know, you can just give me the shirt off my back and I will be no happier than with 75 gazillion dollars. Like, I just don't think it would make me any happier. So I think that when you're in the core, like here in your heart, when you're at peace with who you are, where you want to go, am I a good person? Do I lie? Do I cheat? You're a good human, and I've done two wonderful things in my life, and I've at least, at the very least, created two really good human beings. I mean, you're kind of outnumbered these days, but I know that I have two really good ones. So I think that a lot of that insecurity, fear comes with, you know, the world. You guys are raised in a world where you're not enough.
Yeah.
It's impossible to keep up. And I feel like for anybody that's kind of living in this type of world where they're struggling financially or, you know, having a hard time keeping it going, they've lost their jobs, COVID's happening, you're not seeing your family, you're not seeing your friends, it's a depressing time, you can either choose to live in the narrative, if you may,
and like live in the fog, yeah, or live
and constantly talk about it, constantly bring it up, and the politics and God, or you can rise above the fog. This is a choice,
and like
and you know, some people aren't capable of making this decision because I don't think a lot of people have a lot of support. I don't think a lot of people have a lot of people to talk to. I don't think people talk about it enough. I don't think people talk about fear, depression, triggers, anxiety, panic attacks. All these things are looked upon as shun. And I am... actually, you know, I've apologized. I found myself apologizing to a couple of my friends over the past year because I've had a couple of, I've done this in the last couple of years where I have apologized to a couple of my friends for being insensitive to having depression. One of my friends had serious depression her whole life and she still has depression. And then my other girlfriend, her daughter suffered from it. And I was totally insensitive jerk about it. And I think that that comes with fear too, in the sense that you're scared of admitting, like, you're brought up in a world where, like, no, it's in your head. No, it's the iron fist. No, there's no other way. It's only this way.
Well, did it have to take to see me go through?
Right? I had to fucking starve yourself.
No.
For what? Me to see it.
You had to starve me?
You no. had to starve yourself no, for me I'm to saying, see it.
I think you, like with depression, I never even knew it was this bad until I got it. Or,
I don't think either you or I knew it was that bad until the very end when we were like, it was the phone call and praise the Lord, the Eleni, hallelujah. That day, I'll never forget it. She's picked up the phone and she's like, your daughter is fucking starving herself. Wake up.
Yeah. That I was like...
So
I
that...
I was so in denial. No, I was so in denial. Of course.
And then you brainwashed me into thinking that it's all fine.
Yeah.
So I think what happens is this is a very normal thing when there's a really chaotic depression slice and the fear of something actually happening gets so intense that you're trying to avoid, in the sense that, like, no, I'm fine. No, I'm good. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm going to starve myself, but I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And then when the Eleni actually phoned me that day, I was like, holy shit, she's starving herself.
Yeah.
Like if somebody slapped me in the face. So I don't know. I don't think a lot of people function that way. First of all, let's just go through this way. A lot of people are way more alert than I am. I'm very naive.
No. I don't think you are because a lot of parents are not aware of this. It's very, mom, eating disorders are very sneaky.
I know.
Very sneaky. And you didn't not see it. I knew you knew about it, but eating disorders are very sneaky. I know a bunch of girls that have gone through eating disorders, and it's sneaky. You don't want anyone to know.
Right.
Until you finally break.
So what is their... Well, this is the thing. Like, do they know that they're doing something wrong? No. They
Not just, until it gets to a point where it's like, holy shit. Because I remember when all I was eating was blueberries at one point.
Yeah.
And I was like, how am I going to do this for the rest of my life?
Oh, my God.
You know I was that? Like, yeah. So I obviously knew something was wrong. Why are you crying? My
sweetie pie.
It's a long time ago. It's fine. But
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
You know.
But I mean, even like fight, like that's a fear. Fighting that fear. Like you have come such a long way. And you, the only way to go now is forward. Like you gotta keep pushing through because it's a struggle. It might be a struggle for the rest of your life.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
I always told myself I'm never going backwards. And since I'm so into fitness and since I'm
And you're starting to surround yourself with such positive, amazing people.
No, and the group chat that I'm in with this whole community, the Fierce to Fit community on Instagram, if you want to check it out, it's like so uplifting and a lot of girls have gone through the same thing as me and it's so empowering and like we're all in the same situation. Start sharing
some of their posts then so that your friends see it. And then, no, you don't do that?
Share what?
I don't know. Whatever they're posting?
No, it's a group chat. Like,
oh,
no,
never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, like when every one of those like in that community has gone through something, whether it's eating disorder, depression.
Right, right.
Body dysmorphia, whatever.
So and it's not like a public forum is what you're saying.
No, no. The foundation is a public like Erica is a part of the team like the Fierce to Fit community and there's three coaches in that and Erica's one of them these like one of the three coaches and but we're all in one group chat and it's all like positivity and like giving each other encouragement and like all that stuff because this is scary. A lot of people have gone through fear with this and Erica even said when she went through her reverse diet it was very scary because it is and you're doing something different and you're changing and you're like
sweating
you're changing your daily routine like you're putting your trust into somebody that you don't really know that well and you are putting your whole body into someone else's hands pretty much so it is scary but I'm also very very excited.
Yeah, and you should be, and because you're actually doing it. This is the thing, you're already fighting
the fear. Determined. No, I, oh my when God, I,
so awesome.
No, yeah, when you I, are. When I get into something or I'm like, have a goal, it's like, I don't stop until I reach that goal. And it's always been like that. Like, even when I was losing weight healthily, at the very beginning of
You whatever, were healthy, yeah.
I, like 4 years ago or whatever
yeah.
it was.
Yeah, you started
I was
healthy.
Determined and yeah. I was wanting to do it. And yeah. I have that willpower to, once I'm like have a goal and I want to reach it, I don't stop until I reach it.
Well, I think it works the same for me too. Like, oh, this is what I was talking about earlier. Now it's coming back to me about how it inspired me. What snapped for me to start eating better, like, was the fact that it was encouraging you and it was making you like happy in the sense where it was like, oh my gosh, this is helping her help me, make me eat better, be healthier, live longer, you know, whatever, have a good immune system, go out for a walk, stay fucking sane throughout this shit, and let's move on with it. And I cannot tell you how good I feel.
It's not even about...
In comparison to the... I bet you if you compared even the podcasts from this podcast to the first podcast, when I was probably talking about how I was feeling with my menopausal, I'm sure I brought it up at least a couple times. That's... And you know what? Again, there was no way it was in my fucking head. Dude, I was feeling like shit. I was feeling like shit. And I did not realize how much impact the food has on your health at all. And you know what?
Health.
It wasn't like I was eating like shit either. I wasn't eating terrible. Oh, come on. Ella.
Mom, you were very, you were stress eating.
You know what? I have a nitpicking. Yanni has mac and cheese. I'll have five. Oh, yeah. I'll take two. Because I'll when take. You, I'm when, always eating. Always.
When you were sleeping on the couch and stuff.
Was I eating?
No. You got up and you're half asleep and you go to the cupboard. And I was like, dude, oh it's like God. 1 a.m. Like, what?
What are you doing? Yeah. Right.
And it's not like me, like, controlling that.
Oh, my God.
No. It makes me happy that you want to start taking care of yourself. It makes me
happy that you're happy and... Oh, my God, we could go through this over and over and over again. But I'm telling you, the fear, we need to talk about
what... Did you have fear, like, trying to eat healthier?
No, because it makes me excited. I don't have any fear. I don't have fear of A, losing weight, because I don't care. Or B, gaining weight, because I don't care.
No, I'm not
But saying... I do care about the fact that I'm feeling better. The fact that I'm... eating really well and I haven't lost any weight is starting to piss me off. I was like, what the fuck? It's been like 3 weeks and I'm still the same weight. What's that? It's horseshit. No, is what it is.
It's the amount of calories you're eating. And no matter what food you're eating, you could be eating Nutella all day long.
Dude, I feel like I'm eating like a bird. Don't tell me about calories. I feel like I'm not eating anything. Okay, I'm eating oatmeal. What am I eating? Like a bird. Nothing like before I would eat like...
I think maybe it's taking a while because you didn't eat before. And then you'd eat a shit ton when we in the nighttime.
Yeah, maybe.
Because your body maybe is not used to eating as much, maybe.
And I'm not, I just, honestly, it doesn't matter what I weigh. I really don't care. Like I said, I love my body.
The scale doesn't matter.
I love my body the way it is. There's no problem with that. It's the more the fact that I'm feeling better in my mind. Like I still forget all the time, but I'm not as forgetful. But again, I'm not,
please.
No, that's not fair. Hey, I'm not working right now. I don't really have a reason to forget anything.
No, but it's just the small things. I'm not sure why it's like that. It's been like this my entire life. I don't know if it's short-term memory loss or what it is, but she'd be talking about something and then completely blank out and talk about something else. And I'm like, what are you talking about right now? Or she'll try to do something, but then just...
I'm pretty sure I did it on the podcast earlier. Yeah, now you everybody did. Got to experience it.
Like, it's...
I have maybe ADHD. A little bit of squirrel brain that drifts over there once in a while, and yeah.
I just don't think you're very focused.
You know what? Do you get shit done like that? You know what? I'm a multitasker. I'm an action person. Yeah, that's the problem.
You just don't focus on one thing.
No. And then I get my ass is on fire, and then I walk around in circles. Yesterday, I went crazy.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, she's walking around, like, showing me stuff around the house. Like, I haven't seen it before, and I'm like, oh my God. Are you that fucking bored?
like, I can't.
I got home from work, and she was sitting on the couch like an old lady with, like, a cardigan on, and she's like... Oh, look at my paintings on the floor. And, like, just, like, I was like, Mom, like...
Oh, my God.
She's like, can you stay home tomorrow?
You know what? Honestly, that's not... I'm... You know what? Honestly...
She has fear for not doing anything.
Fear of relaxation?
Yeah. Because you always need to be doing something.
I have a problem. I do. I do. So that's okay. We're working on it slowly. It's taking time. But other than that, I think you're doing a good job, and I don't think you have nothing to be fearful for. I'm grateful. Every time you have a fear, you just, in the same sentence, you say, but I'm grateful for this. And that starts fading away because I just, you know, it's so many lessons at such a young age. I didn't learn this stuff until the last 10 years of my life. I know. 34. Lucky.
I feel very fortunate to learn it.
Oh my God, we broke the chain.
Sorry, I'm very fortunate. Like, I know this might sound like kind of depressing, but I feel very fortunate for going through shit at a very young age, so I know for the rest of my life kind of thing. You know?
Well, it doesn't mean that more shit's not coming at
saying,
you, kid.
I'm saying this type of shit.
Like, I'm just saying.
I know, like, learning boundaries, learning my depression, learning all that stuff. I'm glad I learned it now. And know what it is now, so I don't have to deal with this again. Oh my God,
well, and the fact that you're actually dealing with it and not pretending it doesn't exist. Let's start there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so happy that I've gone through... No, I'm not saying I'm happy I've gone through an eating disorder. Like, that's not fun. But I'm saying I'm kind of glad that
you're happy. How about you're happy with the lesson you learned from?
Yeah, yes. Of learning. Like, learning about my...
Self.
my self-worth and my surroundings and how it affects me and the people I surround myself with and what affects me, what triggers my anxiety, what makes me feel down.
You're starting to get a lot more control. And the more control you have, the less fear you have.
I just think I am getting more snappy. Not snappy, but sassy. No.
Well, you're going through hormonal shit.
I don't know.
You're changing your diet. Somebody's got to pay for it. Might as well be me.
I don't know. I'm not like that to you.
What?
Just around the house.
Sister.
I'm nothing but nice to you.
That's rude. I seen your fucking dragon eyes from the other side of
because
the living
room. Because I'm not
room,
a morning.
Piercing me through all the walls to the other side of the house. Liar.
Because this is my mom. I'm watching something on my computer with my AirPods in. And she comes talks to me about some random shit. Like, she's like, so, tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And it's like, it's 5.
Well, how are you going to entertain me tomorrow? Is pretty much plan my whole day. Feed me. Cook for me.
Like, holy.
Having older kids is way more fun than any having young kids right now.
No, and
especially because I'm not working. And I feel like we're all kind of, like, trying to like soak it in right now.
Yeah.
You're right now tonight, you're like, you don't have to come with me to Thea Lenny's, bitch, stay the hell away from me. So you're like, left me, you know. But
no, she actually couldn't though, she had a Zoom meeting with the grandparents. Oh. Anyways. Oh. But yeah, I don't know, this is a weird time. It's there's a lot of fear based on the world and what is gonna happen and what is changing, and I think fear has a lot to do with changes too.
Well, it is. Nobody likes to change.
I know.
But what?
No, like routine changes.
I was just talking about this. Were you listening?
Yes.
The fear is the reason why 99% of the people were already miserable before the pandemic. I love how everybody pretends the pandemic came and ruined the world for everyone. Because I'm telling you, 99% of the people were miserable pre-pandemic.
I was more miserable
The pandemic
before.
Just exposed it. It made you see like, oh, shit, this is my real life. And that's just fucking fake shit. The COVID exposed a lot of issues, and I think that for us, where we kind of benefited from COVID, because we really didn't have very much to begin with,
it's not even that we never even spent time together at all.
I
think I was more miserable before COVID.
Well, of course you were, because I got the chance to stay home and do what I needed to do, which was take care of you.
Yeah, no, but
it was like the universe
sanity.
Universe gave us an opportunity to spend a lot of time together, my love. And I think that what's happening is because, you know what? I don't care what anybody says. You put that shit out there, the universe provides.
Mm-hmm.
I needed time with you, and the universe gave it to me. I'm sorry the world had to end for that, but hey, you know what? God likes me. He likes me. Anyways, but whatever's going on for us, it's been a wonderful experience. So I'm enjoying it more so for the fact that we could just get to spend a lot of quality time, in the sense where it's like, it's a very sad, really sad excuse to just stay home, stay focused, stay on routine, do all the things that we need to do, especially when it comes to battling what you have to battle in the day where you have to, like, you're fearful of, oh my God, this is something different. This is
change.
This is something new, and how am I gonna and it starts, like, your brain starts, what you think that, you know what, the people that succeed in life are the people that go through that shit, because if you dwell on it and fall in a corner and fucking start sucking your thumb, it's over.
Yeah, but I don't know, can you please stay home? Not you. Like,
I don't go anywhere.
You stay home.
I have you helping me here, hostage. She doesn't let me go nowhere. Yeah.
I'm out more than you now. Ooh. I work. You don't.
I know. This is true. Nice.
Anyways, but people, just, can you please just be careful? Like, I'd really like to see my family at Christmas. I don't know.
You know, I think that the restrictions will be lifted by then a little bit. Don't worry.
Really? Because 900 people had the 914 cases.
You know what? We're going to be allowed to see a Yapapu, even if we're 6 feet apart from each other, outside.
Having dinner
in the freaking minus six. But actually don't even want to see us at all.
I know. That's fine.
They're just like, you know what? I don't give a shit what you guys believe. All you guys are crazy fighting over there. Just leave us alone. Don't talk to us.
We need to get them an iPad.
What?
So they can FaceTime.
Okay, I'll talk to her into it.
She needs something so we can communicate.
That's all I need. My parents don't even have Wi-Fi.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They need... Her flip phone is not going to do justice for any more time.
I don't know. I'll convince him into getting an app or something. Something. Anyways, so I hope we inspired somebody today. I think we're kind of running dry here.
But I think taking your fear and transitioning it into something that's like empowerment, motivation or
freedom.
Yeah.
What lies on the other side of fear?
Yes, freedom.
That's right. And that has stuck by me in so many situations on so many different levels. And you know what? You should tattoo it on your body too if you need to remind her every once in a while. I'm such an awesome mom. Totally like,
I know, tattoo yourself. Before this, she was like, yeah, you can come with me to my another tattoo appointment. Like, I'm going to be tatted out by the time I'm 20.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
just kidding. Right. We're going to get a neck tattoo together.
No.
Let's spread the rumors. Come on. I want a teardrop going down.
Mom! Definitely not. No, but my tattoos are very, like, Mandela-y, like, spiritual.
Pretty. Yeah. Well, because we are spiritual, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
And, like I said, look how spiritual I am. I was like, dear, you know, I was like, I just need time with
my mom's
kids.
Getting a ginormous goddess on her arm.
Warrior goddess.
And my grandma's gonna shit her pants.
Yeah, gonna chase me around with his shoe and kick the shit out of me for sure.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right, I can handle it. Don't call social media, whatever they're called. They're not going to...
Who?
The abused children. I just said she's going to beat me with a shoe.
No. But, yeah, I think whoever has fear for anything needs to find the good
light.
In it.
Find the light. Listen to the one thing that's showing you the other way. Not the dwell, the heart, the when you start dwelling in the negativity of your situation and start feeding the fear, it becomes
reality.
It becomes more big in the sense that a lot of people set it to the side. And I've said this before, it's just, you know what, it's very sad because I do feel that a lot of women, especially you know, all these like amazing women movements, and you know, the women are taken over, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed it, but even the company that I'm shout out to Foxy Box, by the way, I'm looking really forward to working for you in Port Coquitlam. But these women created this franchise out of Victoria, and they're just like powerhouses. They're empowering, they're happy, love your body. You should have seen the instruction sheet, like when I got my contract for the company. It's all about how we want to empower one another. We want a positive atmosphere and smiling. This is who we need to surround ourselves with. And if you don't, if you're surrounded, misery loves company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So stop giving it to yourself. Anyone. That goes to anyone. Because you're going to give yourself, you know, you can tell somebody that's going through a really hard time, when you offer them 100 different solutions, but they keep raising more problems to every solution, so then somebody is just, that's the definition of insanity.
It's not
going to
go anywhere. It's just
right. So it works the same way with fear. Freedom is on the other side of fear. And I have been scared so many times through our situation, in the sense where I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't even have time to think about it. Like, I had nothing. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But I was like, should I go to school? Should I not go to school? Should I sell my house? Like, these are, like, big decisions to make by yourself with two small kids. I didn't, you know, you went through a lot. So you know what? Having to go through what you went through and having the amount of responsibility you had to go through as a young kid and seeing how many other kids have a lot of these types of responsibilities at a really young age, raising their kids, like people that don't live this life will never really understand. They only understand life of privilege, and that's terrific. I wouldn't want to take that away from anybody. And that's also not true, because there's a lot of people that come from a hard place and never forgot where they came from. There's a lot of people out there that have been fed with a silver spoon their entire lives, you know, that don't know, like, sorry to say, Donald Trump, I don't think he's ever known what it's like to go into the collect fucking food stamps. Like, he doesn't know what it's like, the reality.
Yeah.
And so it's, if you can help yourself by empowering other people, that also will fight your fear. You're gonna wake up tomorrow morning, you're gonna feel more refreshed, you get power. I've gotten like 6 messages from people that love our podcast, which I think is awesome. Like, you know what, even if one fucking person's listening, I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna be famous. Yeah. Like, you know, but I know that how I make people feel.
Yeah.
And it makes them feel good, and it makes me feel good that they feel good, and it's just like awesome, a whole bunch energy. Of good going on.
Yeah.
So if you attract yourself to that and you give that, you're going to start noticing, you're start manifesting in that positive energy rather than the fearful energy. And I think that rooting, you know, on all that, root, stick to your core.
Yeah.
You're not an onion, you're an apple. You got to...
Thanks.
Yeah. You're not an onion, you're an apple.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for listening.
Hope you enjoyed that. I don't know.
That was really empowering.
I hope so.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Okay. And I think that we're going to try looking for a little bit of a guest. I've had a couple
we're
people
not allowed
ask.
Right now.
Oh, no, not till December 7th.
Unless we do it on, like,
Zoom?
FaceTime or something.
Some shit like that. No, it's okay. We'll wait. It's okay. Just stay home. Stay the fuck home, for crying out loud.
And please wear a mask. Like,
seriously.
I don't want your dirty ass breath.
Why are we even talking about this anymore? Get over it. Fuck. Okay, have a good night.
Thanks.